Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It feels like a bit of a waiting game this morning, doesn't it? Futures are looking pretty muted.
That's right, we're seeing S&P 500 futures up, but only about 7 points above fair value. It's a flattish start after a pretty quiet overnight session. The market seems to be clinging onto those big gains from Tuesday.
And the main sentiment driver still seems to be geopolitical, with hopes that the Israel-Iran ceasefire will hold. Any shifts there?
No notable shifts overnight. Thankfully, that hope is definitely providing a floor for now. Elsewhere, President Trump is at the NATO summit, and it looks like members are set to agree to an increase in the defense spending target to 5% of GDP. Spain, however, might get an exemption.
Interesting. What about treasuries? Any movement ahead of today's auction?
Treasuries are little changed. The 10-year yield is up just one basis point at 4.30%. And yes, we've got that $70 billion five-year note sale at 1 p.m. Eastern. So, something to watch.
Got it. On the economic front, what's already out and what are we waiting for?
This morning, we got the weekly MBA mortgage index, which was up 1.1%. That follows last week's 2.6% decrease, so a bit of a bounce back. Later, at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll get the new home sales report for May. The consensus is around 700,000, down a bit from the prior 743,000.
And Fed Chair Powell is up again today?
Correct. He'll continue his semi-annual testimony on monetary policy, this time before the Senate Banking Committee. But honestly, the market isn't expecting many new headlines from this appearance. The WaveWriter AI report also flags this as a key upcoming catalyst, specifically looking for his outlook on inflation and the future rate path.
All right, let's talk corporate news. It seems like a mixed bag from earnings.
Definitely. AeroVironment, ticker AVAV, beat its Q4 expectations and issued guidance for fiscal 26, so that's positive, up about 0.9% pre-market. General Mills, GIS, also beat Q4 EPS expectations and, get this, raised its dividend by 2%, though their outlook for fiscal 26 organic net sales is a bit soft, down 1 to up 1%.
A dividend hike is always nice for shareholders. But I see FedEx, FDX, is taking a hit.
Yeah, FDX is down about 5.9% pre-market. They beat Q4 expectations, which is good, but then issued below consensus EPS guidance for Q1. So that's weighing on the stock.
Oof, guidance misses are tough. Any other standouts on the corporate front?
Absolutely. QuantumScape QS is the big one. The stock is soaring, up around 34 to 35% pre-market. They announced they successfully integrated their Cobra separator process into baseline cell production. That's a huge milestone for them.
Wow, a 35% pop. That's massive. Shifting to overall market sentiment, the WaveWriter AI analysis seems cautiously bullish. What's your take?
I'd agree with cautiously bullish. The SA Wednesday report from WaveWriter notes 485 buying versus 83 selling, and key indicators like percent of stocks over 50 SMA are bullish, though with a note of caution. The primary indicator is also bullish. This positive bias is supported by those easing geopolitical tensions we talked about, falling oil prices, and some dovish Fed commentary.
And which sectors are leading this charge?
Technology and financials are the clear leaders. XLK and XLF have shown robust performance with consistent upward momentum. WaveWriter points out XLK's rally reflects tech optimism, and XLF gains suggest confidence in financial stability. Semiconductors, in particular, surged 3.8% recently.
And the laggards?
Energy, XLE, and real estate, XLRE, have underperformed. WaveWriter suggests this could be a sector rotation away from these areas. Low volume in XLE points to diminished investor interest, so a clear skew towards growth and stability right now.
What about overall market volatility? The VXX?
VXX is showing a downward trend with minimal movement recently. This reflects reduced market fear and generally strengthens the bullish sentiment for SPY and QQQ. However, WaveWriter rightly cautions that volatility can resurge abruptly, so we can't get too complacent.
Good point. Speaking of SPY and QQQ, what key levels are traders watching?
For SPY, support levels are around 605 and then 600. Resistance is at 610 and 615. For QQQ, support is at 539 and 535, with resistance at 543 and 547. A break above these resistance levels, especially with sustained volume, could initiate further rallies.
And the bearish scenario?
Well, if we see renewed geopolitical tensions or disappointing economic data, particularly a miss in new home sales or something unexpected from Powell, that could trigger declines. A technical breakdown from those support levels, especially if VXX spikes, would be a clear warning sign.
Let's look at some of those pre-market movers. We mentioned QuantumScape's huge jump. Any others gapping up significantly?
Yes. Besides QS up nearly 34%, LIM is up 22%. BlackBerry, BB, is also having a good morning, up over 11% after reporting EPS in line and beating on revenue, plus guiding well. Worthington Enterprises, WOR, is up over 10% after a strong beat.
And on the downside, apart from FedEx,
Curve is the big loser, down a whopping 27%. Allot, ALLT, is down almost 11%. FBRX is down nearly 9%. And Cidera Therapeutics, CDTX, is off by over 7%. QXO, also gapping down around 6%.
Quite a bit of movement there. Any notable analyst calls catching your eye?
A few upgrades. Ameren, AEE, and Duke Energy, DUK, were both upgraded at Goldman. Kraft Heinz, KHC, also got an upgrade to neutral from sell at Goldman. Stellantis, STLA, was upgraded to buy at Jefferies, and Yum Brands, YUM, to overweight at JP Morgan.
And downgrades?
On the other side, Graphic Packaging, GPK, was downgraded at BNP Paribas. Honda, HMC, at Macquarie. Interpublic Group, IPG, and Omnicom, OMC, both advertising giants, were downgraded at Barclays. And WEC Energy, WEC, was downgraded to sell at Goldman.
So for traders listening, Waverider A, I had some specific ideas. What's the focus?
The advice is to focus on those strong sectors, tech and financials, especially semiconductor-related names. The idea is to avoid energy and defensive sectors that are currently under pressure. They're also highlighting a continuation play on ALNY and an anticipation play on AAOI. As always, manage risk tightly, especially with mixed signals in breadth, and that caution warranted by some consumer confidence data.
So wrapping it up, the market seems to be in a hopeful yet watchful mode. Holding gains, looking for the next catalyst, whether that's economic data, Powell, or further geopolitical developments.
Precisely. It's a cautiously bullish environment. The underlying technicals for SPY and QQQ look constructive, with increasing volume and prices above key moving averages. But, as we've said, vigilance is key. Watch those key levels, keep an eye on VXX, and be ready for any shifts in sentiment from upcoming data or earnings.
Excellent summary. It's a delicate balance out there. Thanks for the insights. And that's your morning dose. We'll be back tomorrow to help you get ahead of the opening bell. Have a great trading day, everyone.